God who continues to create. I wonder if you remember the first time you really looked up into the night sky and noticed the stars. I remember as a child looking up into the night sky and my mum and dad pointing out the shapes that you could make, like the plough and Orion's belt, shapes that could be woven between the constellations. But most vividly, I remember being in Arizona and Nevada, sleeping out under the stars, just like in the old cowboy films, looking up into the clear night sky, and it was overwhelming. It seemed as if there were millions of stars above, billions of stars. And I never realized how much the city lights had obscured my view of the skies. But these nights out in the desert, I felt I could see forever. And I remember being humbled more than anything else. Humbled by the splendor of God's creation and by the thought that the Creator of all that my eyes could see in the heavens knew me by name. And I can't read passages in Scripture about stars without remembering these nights in these deserts. I read about the majesty and the glory of God as it's revealed in the night sky. And I remember how it felt those nights in Arizona and Nevada to sense the awesomeness of God. And that sense of wonder has been an important part of my journey of faith because it helps me to keep a right perspective on things, especially when faced with trouble or adversity. And the writer of the passage we read, Isaiah tells us that he knew how difficult it was to keep the right perspective when faced with life's challenges. For here we see the prophet writing to the people of Israel after they had experienced a period of judgment and exile from their homeland. Isaiah was addressing people who had undergone great trials and great adversity. And the people were so beaten down by life that they had forgotten that God was still with them. And they began to question whether God remembered their plight at all. But Isaiah knew their situation. He knew their hearts. And Isaiah challenged their forgetfulness. He wrote to the people and asked them a crucial question. Why do you say, O Jacob, why do you speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord and my right is disregarded by my God? You see, Isaiah knew that God had not forgotten his people. And he offered them words of comfort and words of encouragement. For the most important thing for the Israelites to remember was the identity of the God they served. As one commentator on this passage so thoughtfully and insightfully writes, the issue is not God's grasp, but Israel's weariness and exhaustion. And so Isaiah calls to the Israelites and tells them to look up to the stars in the heavens. Lift your eyes on high, he says, and see who created these things. He who brings out their host and numbers them, calling them all by name, because he is great in strength, mighty in power. Not one is missing. Isaiah knew that the people would regain their perspective on life if they lifted their eyes to the heavens. Remember, Isaiah writes, that our God formed the heavens. Our Creator knows the number of stars in the sky. Our Creator calls them each by name. Think about this wondrous truth and sense the awesomeness of God. If this is the God that you worship, the God that calls each of you by name, can God not help you in your time of struggle? Well, the passage Malcolm read for us earlier from Isaiah 40 says, look to the stars and remember the power and the magnificence of the God you serve. Verse 28, he does not grow tired or weary. His understanding no one can fathom. Even youths will grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. God gives strength to the faint. He strengthens the powerless. And what a wonderful promise there from Isaiah to a people who were discouraged, beaten down, worn out with life. Isaiah tells them, God can be your strength. And God can be our strength. For God gives us what we need just when we think we can't continue any further on this journey. And so today, when you look at the circumstances of your life and I look at my life, what do we see? Are the problems that are facing you so overwhelming that it seems as if there will be no end to your struggle? Do the obstacles in your path prevent you from imagining what might be possible tomorrow? Or do you despair of any hope for true healing to take place? Are the wrong choices of the past more than you can overcome on your own? Are you feeling alone? Are you feeling powerless? Isaiah says to us, when we feel these things, lift your eyes to the heavens. Yes, the circumstances of your life may be overwhelming, and you might in fact be too weary to take another step. But the good news is that you and I don't have to take that step alone. Isaiah reminds us that it's when we're at our most helpless, when we're at our most despairing, when we're at the end of our tether, then we are best able to receive the gifts of God. For our God is strong and mighty. Our God is all-powerful love. And God has not forgotten us and never will. Think of Jesus and what he taught his disciples in a time of great anxiety for them. He said, are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And yet not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father. And even the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Sometimes when life is at its most difficult, we lose perspective. And it's easy to lose sight of the trees because of the immensity of the forest. And that's when we need to remember, to look at the world around us, to remember and rejoice that the Creator of the universe knows your situation and my situation. God understands your fears. God understands your hopes. He understands your dreams. He understands your pains. God's wisdom is unsearchable, and God's power is unmatched, Isaiah says. Remember whose you are and rest in God's holy presence. And look up at the stars and receive the gift of perspective. For God is so big, and you are so small, and God is holding you in the palm of his hand. Let's pray.